one, if you're thankful for what you feel in this house, why don't you give God some praise?
Si estás agradecido por lo que sientes, alaba a Dios.
Come on, from the front to the back, side to side, everybody lift up a shout of praise.
De frente a atrás, todos levanten su voz.
We glorify your name, Jesus.
Glorificamos tu nombre, Jesús.
We magnify you, oh God.
Te magnificamos, oh Dios.
We're so thankful for the work that God is doing in this house tonight.
Estamos tan agradecidos por la obra que está haciendo aquí.
We're so thankful for our sister that has already received the Holy Ghost and gone down in the water in Jesus' name.
Agradecidos por la hermana que recibió el Espíritu y fue bautizada.
We're thankful for the two that were baptized in Jesus' name today, this morning,
por los
for
dos
the remission of their sins.
Fueron bautizados para el perdón de pecados en el nombre de Jesús.
I know it's the holiday season.
Yo sé que es tiempo festivos.
And I know there is a disposition that might say we should just relax.
Y hay una disposición que dice tal vez hay que relajarnos.
And sing some quiet songs.
Y cantar canciones despacitas.
And slide into this holiday season.
Y nomás de ir despacito en esta temporada.
But I believe it's the will of God for him to pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
Pero yo creo es la voluntad de Dios que derrame su espíritu.
It's a season for revival.
Es una temporada para avivamiento.
It's a season for harvest.
Es una temporada de cosecha.
It is a time of increase.
Es un tiempo de aumento.
Praise God. We are rejoicing with Brother Daniel and Sister Moesha.
Nos estamos alegrando con el hermano Daniel y su esposa.
They found out yesterday they're going to be having a little boy.
Van a tener un bebé, un varón.
Praise God. And you might say, well, why are you celebrating? The baby isn't here yet.
Y dices, ¿por qué celebras? El bebé no está aquí todavía.
Well, because we believe that life begins at conception.
Porque creemos que la vida empieza en el concepto.
We just believe that that baby is already a miracle and it's already beautiful and it's already fearfully and wonderfully made.
Nosotros ya creemos que ese bebé ya es un milagro, ya está
hecho. And we're rejoicing in the work of God.
Y estamos alegrándonos en la obra de Dios.
I heard a preacher preach one time on the title was just a little taste of honey.
Escuché una predicación, el título era un poquito de miel.
And he went through the days of creation.
Y pasó por los días de creación.
How many of you ever heard that sermon, Brother Jeff Arnold?
¿Cuántos han escuchado ese sermón?
If you haven't heard it, you need to go listen to it.
Si no lo has escuchado, ve, escúchalo.
But he said, sometimes we get really stingy with praise and worship.
A veces nos ponemos muy codos con alabanza.
He said that what God did,
lo que hizo Dios,
even though it was going to be a six-day work and seventh-day rest,
aunque iba a ser seis de obra y un día de reposo,
and even though on the first day the work wasn't yet finished,
y aún el primer día la obra no estaba terminada,
at the end of the first day,
al final del primer día,
God stopped and threw a party.
Dios paró y tuvo una fiesta,
and said, "That's good."
Y dijo, "Eso es bueno."
On the second day, it wasn't finished yet.
En el segundo día no estaba
but
terminado.
God said, "That's good."
Pero él dijo, "Eso es bueno."
On the third day, He said, "That's good."
En el tercer día,
that's good.
Eso es bueno.
Some of y'all don't need to wait till the work is finished.
Algunos no esperen que esté
you
terminado.
Need to go ahead and have a party today.
Ten una fiesta ahorita.
And say God's doing a good work in
y
my
Dios
life.
Está haciendo una obra ahorita.
High five somebody next to you and tell them that's good.
Saludo a tu vecino, dile, eso es bueno.
He's not finished with me yet.
Él no ha terminado todavía.
Praise God. And God's not finished at New Life.
Y Dios no ha terminado en esta iglesia.
He's not finished with your family.
Él no ha terminado con tu familia.
I know it's the end of a year.
Yo sé que es el final del año.
But you know what I'm looking forward to?
Pero te digo lo que estoy esperando.
I'm looking forward to a brand new beginning.
Estoy esperando un nuevo comienzo.
A new day of harvest and revival and increase and blessing and
nuevo,
favor.
Nuevo día de cosecha, favor,
oh,
gracia.
Let the church say amen tonight.
O que la iglesia diga amén.
Praise God. Well, we're going to go to the Word of God tonight.
Vamos a ir a la palabra de Dios esta noche.
Feels good. What a wonderful junior choir.
Qué coro tan hermoso.
Did you enjoy that? Praise God. Sister Bonnie, thank you so much for all the work that you do.
Muchas gracias, hermana Bonnie.
That you've always done.
Y toda la obra que
praise
has hecho.
God. And for the praise singers and the musicians and the worshipers and the prayers and everybody doing the work around the house of God.
Y todos los que estaban cantando, los músicos, todos los que involucraron en este servicio.
And the interpreter.
Y el intérprete.
How many of you are thankful for an anointed interpreter? Thank God the evangelist is in the house. I tried to get him to preach tonight, but they came sliding in on two wheels. They were preaching for Brother Julian Ryder, and I think three got the Holy Ghost today. Praise God.
Tres recibieron el Espíritu Santo cuando predicó en la mañana. Amén.
Well, glory. Good things happening all over God's house. Praise God. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 8 and then sliding over to Hebrews chapter 4, a little bit of a lengthy reading tonight.
En Génesis capítulo 8 y luego nos vamos a ir al libro de Hebreos.
I don't think I gave you that second scripture, Brother Tracy. Hebrews chapter 4. We'll go to there next. Genesis chapter 8, verse 6. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove, everybody say, found no rest. This is kind of strange because the dove is a symbol of rest. It is a type of the rest in Scripture. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. And she returned unto him, unto the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him, into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. Again, 7 days, 7 days of creation. God rested on the seventh day. The seventh day is the day of rest. And so he sends the dove back out on the seventh day. Dove, rest. The day of rest. It's a pattern. And you should find rest on the seventh day. And you should find rest at the presence of the dove. And again, he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came into him in the evening. And lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 9. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 9. The writer of Hebrews speaking to the church, specifically to the Hebrew faithful, to the congregation gathered that was the people of God, Old Testament, and then integrated New Testament. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 9. There remaineth, everybody say remaineth. There remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Praise God. How many of you are thankful for the rest? Praise God. When you enter into rest, you cease from your own works. He said, let us labor, therefore, to enter. This is a progression or a process of entering into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. He's speaking in this context of the children of Israel in the wilderness. He said, you be careful to enter into that rest. And then he begins to tell us, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. There's nothing, the spirit and word of God, there's nothing like it to pierce and to penetrate into the deepest parts of who you and I are. It's what we need in our life. We need a moving of the spirit and an assertive word of God to move into our hearts tonight. Praise God. And of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Nobody else can read your mind. There's no fortune teller. There is no soothsayer like the Spirit and Word of God. Praise God. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things. Everybody say all things. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a high priest that is passed under the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. This is our vocation or our profession or our work. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows the feeling. He doesn't just know what you're going through, but he knows how you feel. And his word has the capacity to get down into your essence. Praise God. He can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And because of this, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Praise God. Put your Bible down if you're thankful for the word of God. Why don't you lift your voice up? God, we thank you for it, Lord. We know it's inspired. We know it's anointed, God. Speak to us tonight by your spirit and by your word, oh God. Break every chain, Lord. Loose every binding thing, oh God. And we'll praise you. Come on, give them a shout of praise tonight. Clap your hands.
Denle una alabanza, aplauden sus manos.
All ye people, and shout to God.
O levanten su
voz. With a voice of triumph.
Con una voz de júbilo.
Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated in God's presence tonight.
Dios los bendiga. Se pueden sentar.
As we've already mentioned in the biblical pattern, the dove and the seventh day are typological for rest.
Como ya hablamos, la paloma en el Antiguo Testamento son un patrón para el reposo.
This story that we have been in for a number of services now about Noah.
Esta historia que hemos estado unos servicios de la historia de Noé.
This has been a long and drawn out process in his life.
Esto ha sido un proceso muy largo en su vida.
Noah has been working.
Noé ha estado trabajando.
And at this point in his life,
y en este punto en su vida,
he is looking for rest.
Está buscando el reposo.
The Bible tells us that the ark will rest.
La Biblia dice que la arca va a reposar.
We see that the dove will rest.
Que la paloma va a reposar.
And then Noah and his family are going to come off of the ark.
Y luego Noé y su familia van a salir del arca.
And they are going to move into a dispensation.
Y se van a mover una dispensación.
Of fruitfulness and actualization in the kingdom of God.
De muchos frutos y actualización en el reino de Dios.
And all of this is represented by what this dove brings back to Noah.
Y todo esto es representado por lo que trae la paloma para atrás a Noé.
Before he finds rest.
Antes que él encuentre reposo.
As we discussed in the previous service.
Como nos dimos cuenta en el servicio anterior.
He releases a raven into the earth alongside a dove.
Él suelta un cuervo en la tierra con la paloma.
And this is a season. There's a certain type of ministry that is represented by the raven.
Y esta es una temporada, es un ministerio representado por el cuervo.
God preserves the clean animals and the unclean animals.
Dios guarda los animales sucios y los animales limpios.
God has a plan for the clean and for the unclean animals.
Dios tiene un plan para los animales limpios y sucios.
We talked about the fact that the waters are a type of human potential.
Hablamos del hecho que el agua es un tipo de potencial humano.
They're also a type of human emotion and human spirituality.
Y también es un tipo de las emociones humanas y espiritualidad.
We talked about the fact that the problem that was happening in Noah's generation.
Hablamos del hecho que el problema en la generación de Noé.
Even though we can see human dysfunction.
Aunque podemos ver la disfunción humana.
We can see carnality and sin and finite problems.
Podemos ver carnalidad, pecado y problemas finitos.
The essence of the problem.
La esencia del problema.
Was not a problem of the flesh.
No era un problema de la carne.
But it was a problem of the heart.
Pero era el problema del corazón.
Before there was ever going to be the ministry of the dove.
Y antes que hubiera el ministerio de la paloma.
There would be the ministry of the raven.
Iba a haber la paloma del cuervo.
We talked about the fact that the raven is a carrion eater.
El cuervo es un animal que se come lo pudrido.
And that there are seasons of life where some things have to die.
Y hay temporadas en la de la vida donde las cosas tienen que morir.
Now, in the salvation plan, we know that repentance is the first thing that happens.
En el plan de salvación sabemos que lo primero es arrepentimiento.
And repentance represents the altar of sacrifice.
Y arrepentimiento representa al altar de sacrificio.
There are some things that die when we come into the kingdom of God.
Hay unas cosas que se mueren cuando entramos en el reino.
But repentance is not just a one-time process.
Pero el arrepentimiento no es un proceso de una sola vez.
So that we can prepare our hearts for the indwelling spirit of God.
Para que podamos preparar el corazón para que habite Dios.
But repentance is a lifestyle.
Pero el arrepentimiento es un estilo de vida.
Because there are things in us that cannot be removed.
Porque hay cosas en nosotros que no se pueden quitar.
Without the progressive work of the Holy Ghost.
Sin que esté continuo obrando el Espíritu Santo.
And the progressive work of the Word of God.
Y que esté continuamente trabajando la palabra de Dios.
Paul said, "I die daily."
Pablo dice, "Yo muero diario."
And so a church will go through seasons.
So una iglesia pasa por temporadas.
Individual families will go through seasons.
Familias individuales pasan por temporadas.
all of that is preceded by individuals who go through seasons.
Todo eso viene antes de individuos que pasan por temporadas.
Of consecration and repentance.
De consagración y arrepentimiento.
And when we repent before God, some things have to die.
Y cuando nos arrepentimos ante Dios, unas cosas se tienen que morir.
But as we begin to consecrate,
pero cuando nos empezamos a consagrar,
what is dead beneath the water,
lo que está muerto debajo del agua,
is going to float up to the surface.
Va a subir a la superficie.
And as it floats up to the surface,
y cuando sube para arriba,
what is dead in our life,
lo que está muerto en la vida,
what is not like God,
lo que no es como Dios,
what is not holy or pure,
lo que no es santo o puro,
there is a season that comes to us.
Hay una temporada que viene.
That is a season of the raven.
Que es temporada del cuervo.
The raven is going to light on everything dead in the water.
El cuervo va a parar en todo lo muerto sobre el agua.
It's like a vulture, it has a job to do.
Es como un animal, un ave que se come lo muerto.
It's going to clean up the environment.
Va a limpiar el medio ambiente.
There are things that will begin to petrify.
Hay cosas que se van a empezar a pudrir.
There are things that will begin to putrefy.
Hay cosas que se van a echar a perder.
And if there isn't a season of the raven,
y si no hay temporada del cuervo,
then those things will contaminate the flow of God in our lives.
Esas cosas van a contaminar el movimiento de Dios en la vida.
I want to tell you tonight that God has a future for us.
Te quiero decir esta noche, Dios tiene un futuro para nosotros.
That is beautiful beyond our wildest imagination.
Que es hermoso más que cualquier imaginación.
In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples to pray.
En la oración del Señor, Jesús le enseñó a sus discípulos a orar.
Our Father,
nuestro Padre,
which art in heaven,
que estás en los cielos,
hallowed be thy name,
bendito seas,
thy kingdom come,
venga tu reino,
and thy will be done,
y sea hecha tu voluntad,
in the earth,
en la tierra,
as it is in heaven,
así como en los cielos.
What that tells us tonight,
lo que eso nos dice esta noche,
is that it is the will of God,
es que es la voluntad de Dios,
for the people of God to pray every single day,
que el pueblo de Dios ore todos los días.
God today,
Dios este día,
I want to see a brand new glimpse of heaven.
Quiero ver una nueva vista del cielo.
I'm telling you, when you see heaven,
te digo, cuando miras el cielo,
when you see reality,
cuando miras la realidad,
the way that it is framed in heaven,
en la forma que está hecha en el cielo,
there is a humility that comes on us.
Hay una humildad que viene.
When we begin to understand,
cuando empecemos a entender,
that I am not today,
que yo no soy este día,
everything that I can be,
todo lo que yo puedo ser.
But God, if I could position myself,
pero Dios, si me puedo poner en posición,
if I could pray a great prayer,
si puedo orar una gran oración,
that says, God, purge me,
que dice, Dios, límpiame,
of everything,
de todo,
that interferes with,
que se mete contigo,
the flow of heaven in my life,
y el movimiento de Dios en mi vida.
God, I don't want anything,
Dios, yo no quiero nada,
in my flesh,
en mi carne.
I don't want anything in my family.
Yo no quiero nada en mi familia.
I don't want anything in my psyche.
Yo no quiero nada en mi mente.
I don't want anything in my emotions.
Yo no quiero nada en mis emociones.
I don't want anything in my spirit.
Yo no quiero nada en mi espíritu.
That interferes with heaven coming to the earth.
Que se mete en medio del reino viniendo a mi vida.
I'm telling you, God wants to manifest heaven in your life.
Yo te digo, Dios quiere manifestar el cielo en tu vida.
Many times in scripture,
muchas veces en la escritura,
we heard the preacher preach one time about the lover behind the lattice.
Escuchamos el predicador del amor que se esconde.
That he is a God that reveals himself.
Es un Dios que se revela.
And then hides himself.
Y luego se esconde.
Why does God do that?
¿Por qué Dios hace eso?
Why is it that at times we cannot find God?
¿Por qué en veces no encontramos a Dios?
Well, if it was just the objective of God,
si fuera nomás el objetivo de Dios,
to just raise good saints,
de solo crear buenos santos,
then maybe he would be permanently present.
Entonces tal vez permanentemente estaba presente.
But I heard a man say it like this.
Pero escuché a alguien decirlo así.
He said it is not the objective of parenting.
Digo, no es el objetivo de padres,
to raise good kids,
de crear a buenos hijos.
But it's the objective of parenting,
pero es el objetivo de padres,
to raise mature adults,
de crear adultos maduros.
Well, what does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
What that means is,
lo que significa es,
that God will presence himself in our life.
Es que Dios va a estar presente en nuestras vidas.
And when he is present,
y cuando él es presente,
there is order and beauty.
Hay orden y hermosura.
There is heaven in our lives.
Hay cielo en nuestra vida.
But then God will go away for a season.
Pero luego Dios se desaparece por una temporada.
hiding himself from us.
Se está escondiendo de nosotros.
And we look for him like Job looked for God.
Y lo buscamos como Job lo buscó a él.
And he said, I looked for God everywhere that I could normally find him.
Y dice, busqué a Dios donde quiera que lo normalmente encontraba.
I could not see him.
Pero yo no lo miraba.
I could not perceive him.
Yo no lo podía ver.
He said, but in the absence of God,
pero en la ausencia de Dios,
I went back to the promises of God.
Yo fui para atrás a las promesas de Dios.
I remember what the word of God said.
Me acuerdo lo que decía la palabra de Dios.
What is it that God is looking for?
¿Qué es lo que están buscando Dios?
When his presence is not obvious.
Cuando su presencia no es obvia.
What God is looking for,
lo que Dios está buscando,
is for you.
Es que tú,
to take what you saw of him,
tomes lo que mires de él,
when he was present,
cuando él estaba presente,
and then when he disappears,
y luego cuando se desaparece,
God's looking for you,
Dios te está buscando a ti,
to presence,
que tengas presente,
in your world,
en tu palabra,
in the exact same way,
en tu mundo de igual manera,
that he demonstrated himself,
que él te demostró a ti.
You say, well, I can't find God.
Dices, yo no puedo encontrar a Dios.
And that makes me sad.
Y eso me hace triste.
But God is looking at you.
Pero Dios te está mirando.
And he is asking the question.
Y está haciendo la pregunta.
What will demonstrate in your world?
¿Qué va a demostrar en tu mundo?
When my presence is not obvious.
Cuando mi presencia no es obvia.
We read in the Bible that God came to the world.
Leemos en la Biblia que él vino al mundo.
God demonstrated his love to the world.
Él demostró su amor al mundo.
But then he told his disciples.
Pero luego le dijo,
he said, it is expedient for you,
les conviene a ustedes,
that I go away,
que me vaya,
because if I don't go away,
porque si no me voy,
I can't come again.
No puedo regresar de
he
nuevo.
Was coming again to the world,
iba a regresar de nuevo,
but he was coming like that dove,
pero iba a venir como la paloma,
that descended into the manger,
que descendió al ángel.
But this time,
pero esta vez,
it wasn't going to be God manifest in flesh.
No iba a ser Dios manifestado
this
en carne.
Time,
esta vez,
it was going to be God manifest in you.
Iba a ser Dios manifestado en ti.
When God is not present,
cuando Dios no está presente,
you know what he's looking for.
¿Sabes lo que está buscando?
He's looking for a people.
Él está buscando un pueblo.
That will say in the absence of his presence.
Dice, cuando no está Dios,
I know how to make him visible.
Yo sé cómo hacerlo visible.
One of the primary ways that we do this,
¿cómo hacemos eso?
Is to magnify him.
Lo magnificamos.
We praise God in his sanctuary.
Alabamos a Dios en su santuario.
We praise him in the firmament of his power. The Bible says, to whom you submit your members, servants to obey. His servants you are. Praise God. As we are presencing God,
cuando estamos presentes en Dios,
as we are saying what his word says,
y decimos lo que dice su palabra,
Job said, though the skin worms eat my flesh,
Job dice, aunque los gusanos me coman mi carne,
in my flesh I'm going to see him,
en mi carne yo lo veré,
for myself and not for somebody else,
por mí mismo y no por alguien más.
He said, though he slay me,
dice, aunque me mate,
yet will I trust him,
aún confiaré en él.
Can I tell you tonight,
te puedo decir esta noche,
I know it's Christmas season,
yo sé que es la Navidad,
I know it's the season for us to talk about God coming to the earth.
Esta temporada de hablar que Dios
but
viene.
Can I tell you tonight,
pero
church,
te puedo decir esta noche,
what your world is looking for,
lo que tu mundo está buscando,
is for the presence of God,
es que la presencia
to
de Dios,
be demonstrated on the inside,
se demuestra
of you,
dentro de ti.
God is looking for a people,
Dios está buscando un pueblo,
who can presence God,
que pueda ser Dios presente,
even in the middle of their trouble,
aún en medio de su problema,
even when they can't find peace,
aún cuando no encuentran paz,
even when the circumstances is difficult.
Aun cuando está difícil,
can you praise him anyhow?
Aun alábalo.
Can you magnify him anyhow?
Lo podrás alabar aún.
Can you be faithful anyhow?
Podrás ser fiel aún.
So Noah is faithful in his generation.
So Noé es fiel en su generación.
He's a preacher of righteousness.
Es un predicador de justicia.
So they're looking for peace.
So están buscando paz.
They want peace to be demonstrated.
Quieren paz demostrada.
Praise God. There is a way to get peace in your life.
Hay una forma de agarrar paz en tu vida.
There is a way to walk in dominion and authority and power.
Hay una forma de caminar en dominio, autoridad y poder.
Bible says, "Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord?"
La Biblia dice, ¿quién puede ascender a la montaña de Dios?
Who can stand in His holy place?
¿Quién se puede parar en su lugar santo?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart.
El que tiene las manos limpias y corazón limpio.
What are clean hands?
¿Qué son manos limpias?
Clean hands are the way that I outstretch myself to other people.
Manos limpias son en la manera que yo me involucro con otras personas.
What is a pure heart?
¿Qué es un corazón puro?
A pure heart is a motivation.
Un corazón puro es motivación.
That is in alignment with the will and purpose of God.
Que está en alineamiento con la voluntad y propósito de Dios.
There is an emotional center of God.
Hay un centro emocional de Dios.
An essence of God.
Una esencia de Dios.
You can feel it in a worship atmosphere.
Lo puedes sentir en la alabanza.
You can feel it sometimes most powerfully.
Lo puedes sentir a veces más poderosamente.
When people are suffering.
Cuando la gente está sufriendo.
There's something so powerful.
Hay algo tan poderoso.
When people are going through trials and tribulations.
Cuando pasan por pruebas y tribulaciones.
And they come up and they begin to worship God. Maybe they're on the praise team.
Y vienen acá y empiezan a adorar a Dios.
And as they lift their hands and they begin to sing to God.
Y mientras levantan sus manos y cantan a Dios.
The tears begin to flow.
Las lágrimas caen.
You can watch the congregation.
Puedes mirar la congregación.
As the emotion of that moment sweeps across the congregation.
Cuando la emoción de ese momento se llena en este
because
cuarto.
Because we know that our brothers and sisters are going through difficulty.
Porque sabemos que los hermanos están pasando por dificultad.
Clean hands.
Manos limpias.
A pure heart.
Un corazón puro.
A motivation to be the essence of God to our world.
Una motivación de ser la esencia de Dios al mundo.
And so as we encounter these seasons of life.
So mientras encontramos esas temporadas en la vida.
Sometimes the carrion eaters come.
A veces los cuervos vienen.
Because as we pray, God purify us.
Porque cuando oramos, Dios purifícame.
As we pray, God pour out revival in our city.
Cuando oramos, Dios derrama avivamiento.
As we pray, God remove the impediments from out of us.
Oramos, Dios quita lo que estorba nuestra vida.
Everything, God, that hinders me loving my brother.
Todo lo que está entre mí y mi hermano Dios.
All of the Stephen in me.
Todo lo Israel en mí.
All of the Peter.
Todo lo Pedro en mí.
All of the Jacob,
todo lo Jacob,
the supplanter, the deceiver,
el engañador,
the parts of us that would be contentious with our brother,
las partes que están con que pelean con el hermano.
As we pray those kinds of prayers of consecration,
esas oraciones de consagración,
God brings the water of cleansing into the church.
Dios trae el agua de limpieza en el mundo.
And what is dead in us in emotion rises to the surface.
Y lo que está muerto en emoción sube a la superficie.
And those eaters go and they begin to consume the flesh.
Y esos cuervos vienen y se empiezan a comer la carne.
Oh, I love it. I love God purging me.
Oh, yo amo cuando Dios nos limpia.
It doesn't feel good to my flesh.
No se siente rico a mi carne.
It's not appealing to the flesh.
Y no agrada la carne.
But it's appealing to the spirit.
Pero es agradable al espíritu.
We talked about the fact that Jesus said in Matthew 15.
Hablamos del hecho en Mateo 15.
He said it's not what goes into the man that defiles him.
No es lo que entra en el hombre que lo contamina.
But it's what comes out of us that defiles
us. Pero es lo que sale de él que lo contamina.
He said, and he's talking about dimensional reality.
Dice y habla de la realidad dimensional.
He was not telling the Jews it doesn't matter what you eat.
No le decía a los judíos no importa lo que comes.
But he was telling them that there's something more important than what you put into your body.
Pero le decía hay algo más importante que lo que pones en el cuerpo.
What is on the inside of us.
Lo que está dentro de nosotros.
It's generational dysfunction.
Son disfunciones generación tras generación.
Insecurity and pride and fear.
Inseguridad, orgullo y
He said there are some things that come out of us.
Dice hay unas cosas que salen de nosotros.
They come out of our heart and they defile the man.
Salen del corazón y contaminan el hombre.
He said it's out of the heart that proceed evil thoughts.
Es del corazón que salen los malos pensamientos.
Murder comes from the heart.
El homicidio sale del corazón.
Adultery comes from the heart.
Los adulterios salen del corazón.
Fornication begins in the heart.
La fornicación empieza en el corazón.
Theft begins in the heart.
Los hurtos.
People who bear false witness.
Los que llevan falsos testimonios.
Blasphemy.
Las blasfemas.
These are the things which defile a man.
Estos son los que contamina al hombre.
But to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man.
Pero para comer con las manos sucias no contamina.
So we talked about the ministry of the raven that precedes the ministry of the dove.
Hablamos del ministerio del cuervo que viene antes de la paloma.
Before we can have a season of peace.
Antes de tener temporada de paz.
We have to have a season of what consumes the flesh.
Tenemos tener una temporada que se coma la carne.
We talked about the prophet Elijah.
Hablamos del profeta Elías.
And how he had moments of success in his life.
Y cómo él tuvo momentos de éxito en su vida.
He had that business at Carmel.
Esa situación en Monte Carmel.
And we can look up to great men like Elijah.
Y podemos mirar a hombres como Elías.
And I don't mean to tear him down tonight.
Y yo no quiero hablar mal de él esta noche.
But I really want you to understand that what is happening is seasonal.
Pero quiero que entiendas que lo que sucede es temporal.
That our victories are seasonal.
Que las victorias son temporales.
But our purging is also seasonal.
Pero también cuando somos limpiados es temporal.
What we are doing well in one season,
lo que estamos haciendo bien en una temporada,
it doesn't travel with us to the next season.
No nos sigue a la otra temporada.
Because God is constantly purging us.
Porque Dios constantemente está limpiando.
And so in one moment he's calling down fire from heaven.
En un momento está llamando el fuego.
He's having incredible victory and defeat of the enemies of the people of God.
Está teniendo éxito increíble en el pueblo de Dios.
And in one negative report,
y en un reporte negativo,
one evil report from Jezebel and Ahab,
un reporte malo de del rey y su esposa.
He's now on the run.
Ahora está corriendo.
He's disappointed.
Está decepcionado.
A fiery trial has refined him.
Una prueba lo ha refinado.
And there are some things that are coming to the surface in his life.
Y hay cosas que están saliendo en su vida.
I would tell you that the prophet in this season is bitter.
Yo te digo, el profeta en esta temporada está amargo.
He's disappointed.
Está decepcionado.
He wants to die.
Se quiere morir.
He has no faith.
No tiene fe.
And he is afraid.
Y tiene miedo.
He's even hungry.
Y aún tiene hambre.
He's famished.
Tiene mucha hambre.
And in this season of his life,
y en esta temporada en su vida,
God chooses, ironically,
Dios escoge irónicamente,
to feed the prophet of God.
Dar al profeta de comer.
By an unclean bird.
Con un animal sucio.
He feeds him by the raven.
Le da de comer con el cuervo.
The carrion eater brings his food to him twice a day.
El cuervo le trae comida dos veces al día.
It lights upon him.
Y cae sobre él.
And now he is eating what has been touched by what is unclean.
Y ahora está comiendo lo que fue tocado por algo sucio.
I believe that it is a symbol for his bitterness.
Yo creo que es un símbolo de su amargura.
It's a symbol for his anger.
Yo creo que es un símbolo de su enojo.
Because as the plan of God unfolded in his life,
porque cuando se desarrolla el plan de Dios en su vida,
it did not go the way that he wanted it to go.
No pasó como él quería.
And all of this is a metaphor.
Y todo eso es un ejemplo.
He's feasting on his own emotions.
Está comiendo sus propias emociones.
And his own disappointment.
Y sus propias decepciones.
And then the angel of the Lord comes to him.
Y luego el ángel del Señor viene.
And he says, Elijah.
Y dice, Elías.
Why are you here?
¿Por qué estás aquí?
It's like that question that God asked of Adam and Eve in the garden.
Es como la pregunta que le hizo Adán y Eva, ¿dónde están?
Adam, where are you?
Adán, ¿dónde estás?
Tonight I would like to ask you the question.
Esta noche le quiero hacer la pregunta.
As we approach a new year.
Cuando llegamos a un nuevo año.
Could you honestly answer the question?
¿Podrás
tonight?
Honestamente responder la respuesta.
If I stood proxy for God.
Si yo estuviera por Dios.
If the preacher tonight.
Si esta noche el predicador.
Wasn't just Brother Stephen.
No solo era el hermano Stephen.
But if it was God asking the question,
pero si era Dios haciendo la pregunta,
where are you tonight?
¿Dónde estás esta noche?
Where are you in this season of your life?
¿Dónde estás en esta temporada?
Where are your emotions?
¿Dónde están tus emociones?
Where are your thoughts?
¿Dónde están tus pensamientos?
Where are your behaviors?
¿Dónde están tus comportamientos?
Are you where you want to be tonight?
¿Estás donde quieres estar?
God is asking the prophet.
Dios está haciendo la pregunta al profeta.
Where are you, Elijah?
¿Dónde estás, Elías?
Now what Elijah can't see from where he's standing.
Lo que no puede ver el profeta donde está.
Is that the angel of the Lord is about to start cooking something on the fire for him.
Es que el ángel del Señor va a cocinar algo en el
but
fuego.
The first thing he's going to have to come to grips with.
Pero lo primero que va a tener que darse
is
cuenta.
Is the fact that this raven in his life.
Es que este cuervo en su vida.
Represents the bitterness in his heart.
Representa la amargura en su corazón.
The things that he is allowing to come out of his mouth.
Lo que está permitiendo salir de su boca.
The conversations he's having behind closed doors.
Las conversaciones que tiene escondidas.
That is questioning God.
Que está dudando a Dios.
And that is saying I'm the only one.
Y está diciendo soy el único.
I'm all by myself.
Estoy yo solo.
Nobody loves me.
Nadie me ama.
Nobody cares for me.
Nadie me quiere.
God is challenging the prophet.
Dios está retando al profeta.
And trying to get him to understand.
Y quiere que él entienda.
Elijah, I wish you could see it the way that I see it.
Oh, profeta, quiero que lo miras como yo lo veo.
I know you feel isolated and alone.
Yo sé que te sientes aislado y solo.
I know you're in the middle of a season that is terribly painful.
Yo sé que estás en una temporada muy
dolorosa. But you gotta understand something,
pero tienes
Elijah.
Que entender algo, profeta.
You are not by yourself.
Tú no estás solo.
You're not all alone doing the work of God all
tú no,
by yourself.
Tú no estás solo haciendo la obra de Dios.
But there are 7,000 other people.
Pero hay 7,000 otras personas.
That have not bowed their knee to Baal.
Que no han doblado rodilla a Baal.
That have not kissed his idol.
Que no han besado su ídolo.
Your heart is broken.
Tu corazón está quebrado.
Your mind is fallen.
Tu mente está caída.
And it's lying to you.
Y te está echando mentiras.
It's deceiving you.
Te está engañando.
Praise God. I just want to know.
Yo quiero saber.
I want to know.
Yo quiero saber.
Where is it, God?
¿Dónde está Dios?
That I'm not seeing correctly.
Que yo no puedo ver correctamente.
What is it in my life?
¿Qué es lo que está en mi vida?
I thank God for all of the people who have gotten the Holy Ghost.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios por todos los que recibieron el Espíritu.
For all of the victories that we've had.
Por todas las victorias que hemos tenido.
I think it's 139 as of today that have received the Holy Ghost.
Creo que son 139 este año.
Praise God. 127 that have been baptized in Jesus' name.
127 que fueron bautizados.
I'm thankful for harvest.
Estoy agradecido por la cosecha.
I'm thankful for the miraculous.
Estoy agradecido por los milagros.
But I am telling you tonight.
Pero te digo esta noche.
I'm ready to position my home and family.
Estoy listo a poner toda mi familia.
To move into the new year.
Para moverse en el nuevo año.
And believe God for an unprecedented outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Y creer un avivamiento que no hemos visto antes.
I don't care what we've seen up to now.
No me importa lo que has visto hasta ahorita.
For God to do something in my life.
Estoy listo para que Dios haga algo en mi vida.
I'm ready for God to start cooking something up in my life.
Estoy listo que Dios cocine algo en mi vida.
Praise God. You know really what we are doing here.
¿Saben lo que estamos haciendo aquí?
Is preparing all of us.
Estamos preparando a todos.
To meet him.
Para conocerlo a él.
All of this business of ministry.
Todo este negocio de ministerio.
We are very close.
Estamos bien cerquitas.
To the return of Christ.
Al regreso de Cristo.
And in one moment of time.
Y en un momento en el tiempo.
Nothing else is going to matter.
Nada más va a importar.
Your career won't matter.
Tu carrera no va a importar.
Your social and political standing won't matter.
Tu posición social.
Can I tell you sometimes it's difficult to grab people's attention?
A veces es difícil agarrar la atención.
Because people are so busy.
Porque las personas están muy ocupadas.
But you know what I feel in this season?
Pero te digo lo que siento en esta temporada.
I feel that the Holy Ghost.
Siento que el Espíritu Santo
is trying to get our attention.
Está queriendo que agarremos nuestra atención.
To try to get us to understand.
Para que podamos entender.
In one moment of time.
En un momento en el tiempo.
The eastern sky is going to split open.
El cielo este se va a abrir.
And God is going to return
y Dios va a regresar
with the sound of a trumpet
con el suene de una trompeta.
And not one person
y ni una persona
will be able to look away
va a poder mirar al otro lado
from the mighty God in Christ
del Dios en Cristo
coming back to the earth
regresando a la tierra.
Every knee is going to bow.
Toda rodilla se doblará.
Every tongue is going to confess.
Toda lengua confesará.
In that moment
en ese momento
it will not matter
no va a importar
how big your muscles are. It won't matter
no va a importar.
How much money you have in the bank.
¿Cuánto dinero tienes en el banco?
Young person, it won't matter
joven, no importa.
What your youth group thinks
lo
about
que piensa
you.
El joven, los de tú.
It won't matter
no va a importar.
Who knows your name.
¿Quién conoce tu nombre?
In that moment,
en ese momento,
with perfect clarity,
con claridad perfecta,
when I see him,
cuando lo veo a él,
I'm going to know every moment that I have wasted my time.
Voy a saber cada momento en mi vida.
I'm going to know everything in my life that was not like God.
Voy a saber todo en mi vida que no es como Dios.
That interfered with relationship with the people of God.
Que se metió con relación con el pueblo de Dios.
When I see him.
Cuando lo veo yo a él.
In his perfection.
En su perfección.
I will see Stephen.
Voy a ver a Esteban.
With perfect clarity.
Con claridad perfecta.
The Bible says when that which is perfect is come.
La Biblia dice cuando lo que es perfecto ha venido.
That which is in part will be done away with.
Y lo que es en parte se va a quitar.
The veil of the flesh is going to be gone.
El velo de la carne.
Everything,
todo,
every distraction,
cada distracción,
every encumbrance,
todo que todo incomoda,
is going to be gone in that moment.
Se va a quitar en ese momento.
But you know what I would like?
Pero sabes lo que yo quiero?
I would like to live in a reality here.
Quiero vivir una realidad hasta aquí.
Where every time I come to the house of God,
que cada vez que vengo a la casa de Dios,
I say, God, I'm coming to get clarity.
Digo, Dios, vengo a agarrar claridad.
I'm coming to get a word from God.
Vengo a recibir palabra de Dios.
I want to know whatever is in my life that's not like you, God.
Yo quiero ver lo que está en mi vida que no es como tú.
I want to know what's hindering revival.
Quiero ver lo que está entre medio del avivamiento.
I want to know what's interfering with relationship.
Qué es lo que se está interfiriendo con relación.
Praise God. All of that is going to usher peace into the earth.
Todo eso va a traer paz en el mundo.
It's going to usher perfection into the earth.
Todo eso va a traer perfección.
God comes to get the prophet's attention.
Dios viene a agarrar la atención del profeta.
And he tells him.
Y le dice.
It could be better than it is in your life.
Puede ser mejor que esto en tu vida.
There is a nihilism that sets on us at times.
Hay nihilismo que viene en nuestra vida.
Where we begin to say things like this is as good as it's ever going to get.
Donde decimos cosas como esto es lo mejor que va a estar.
Don't expect anything more.
No esperes más.
It's never going to be any different.
Nunca va a ser diferente.
It's never going to be any better.
Nunca va a ser, nunca se va a
but
mejorar.
I'm here to tell you tonight.
Pero te digo esta noche
that God did not come to the earth.
Que Dios no vino a la tierra.
So that this would be all that there is.
Para que esto es todo lo que es.
He did not robe himself in flesh.
Él no tomó un velo de carne.
And can I tell you tonight?
Y te digo esta noche
that God did robe himself in flesh.
Que Dios sí tomó un velo de carne.
God did put on flesh.
Dios sí se puso la carne.
God did dwell among us.
Dios sí habitó entre nosotros.
How do you say God robed himself in flesh?
¿Cómo dices que tomó un velo?
This is how I can say it.
Así es como lo puedo decir.
Because your essence,
porque tu esencia,
is not what we see.
No es lo que miramos.
It's the part we don't see.
Es la parte que no miramos.
And the moment your spirit leaves your body,
y el momento que tu espíritu se va del cuerpo,
you go back to God.
Te vas para atrás a Dios.
And what is still on the earth,
y lo que está en la tierra,
is dead.
Está muerto.
It's empty.
Está vacío.
It's lifeless.
Está sin vida.
It's like a garment.
Es como una vestidura.
The thing that gives the garment function.
Lo que la vestidura funciona.
Is the life that's living on the inside of it.
Es la vida que está dentro de él.
And I'm going to tell you that he was not a separate person in the Godhead.
Te digo, no fue una persona separada.
But all the fullness of the Godhead.
Pero habitaba en él corporalmente.
Dwelt bodily in the man Christ Jesus.
Toda la deidad en Cristo
and
Jesús.
And ye are complete.
Y nosotros son completos.
In him.
En él.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
Praise God. He did not come to the earth.
Él no vino a la tierra.
Wherever you are in life.
Donde quiera que estás en la vida.
However good it is.
Que no importa qué tan bueno es.
That's not as good as it can be.
Eso no es lo mejor que puede ser.
And however bad it is.
Y tan malo que es.
It can get better.
Se puede poner mejor.
And that's what he came to do.
Y eso es lo que vino a hacer.
He said if you're going to pray like you should pray.
Él dijo si vas a orar como debes orar.
You should pray with perfect clarity.
Debes orar con claridad perfecta.
Thy kingdom come.
Venga tu reino.
Thy will be done.
Sea tu voluntad hecha.
In my life,
en mi vida,
just like it is in heaven,
así como en los cielos.
You know how Noah brought peace into his world?
¿Sabes cómo Noé trajo paz?
Because he got a vision of heaven,
porque recibió visión del cielo,
and he pulled it down into his world.
Y la trajo a su mundo.
You know how Moses brought heaven to the earth?
¿Sabes cómo Moisés trajo el cielo al
he
mundo?
Pulled down something from heaven,
él bajó algo del cielo,
and brought it down into his world.
Y la trajo abajo en su mundo.
The tabernacle,
el tabernáculo,
was a piece of heaven.
Era un pedazo del cielo.
The ark,
el arca,
was a piece of heaven.
Era un pedazo del cielo.
The temple,
el templo,
was a part of heaven.
Era una parte del cielo.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
And when you receive the Holy Ghost,
y cuando recibes el Espíritu
you
Santo,
know what you receive down on the inside of you.
Lo que recibes adentro de ti.
Brother Kedrick, you receive heaven.
Hermano Kedrick, recibes
down
el cielo.
On the inside.
Adentro en lo profundo.
You know what people should feel?
¿Sabes lo que deben de sentir?
When they come into my orbit.
Cuando vienen en mi centro.
Not pathology.
No patología.
Now I understand.
Ahora yo entiendo.
There are seasons.
Hay temporadas.
Of adversity and difficulty.
De adversidad y dificultad.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
But he came.
Pero él vino.
That you might have life.
Que tengas vida.
And that more.
Y eso.
Abundantly,
más abundantemente,
more abundant life,
más vida abundante.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The earth is the Lord's.
La tierra es de Dios.
And
y
the fullness
y todos los que están
thereof. You know what that speaks of?
¿Sabes lo que habla eso?
That speaks of a kingdom that when it comes,
habla de un reino que cuando viene,
it comes in its entirety,
viene enteramente,
the seed of it,
la semilla,
comes on the inside,
viene adentro,
and it is designed,
y es diseñada,
to expand,
expander.
You should be like a Holy Ghost puffer fish.
Tú debes ser como el Espíritu Santo, el pez.
When I think of the goodness
cuando
of
pienso
Jesus,
en la bondad de Jesús,
and all that he's done for
y todo lo que ha hecho por mí,
my soul cries hallelujah.
Mi alma clama aleluya.
Thank God for saving
gracias
me.
A Dios por salvarme.
I don't have a sad story tonight.
No tengo historia triste.
Praise God. Now some things happen in the world.
Unas cosas pasan en el mundo.
That are unfortunate.
Que son desafortunadas.
Jesus told Peter.
Jesús le dijo a Pedro.
He said, Peter.
Pedro.
When you are converted,
cuando eres convertido,
strengthen your brethren.
Fortalece a tu hermano.
He's telling him,
le está diciendo,
Peter, there's some stuff in you,
Pedro, hay cosas en ti,
that the raven's going to have to come and eat,
que el cuervo tiene que venir a comer,
because you have some things that are not resolved yet,
porque tienes cosas que no son resueltas.
That's what he was trying to get them to do at Gethsemane.
Es lo que querían hacer en Getsemaní.
He was trying to get them to pray.
Quería que oraran.
In a way that would cleanse the inside of the vessel.
De una forma que limpiaba adentro.
See, sometimes things just express themselves.
A veces las cosas se expresan.
And we don't even know what the origin of it is.
Y no sabemos ni el origen.
But we've got to get to the root of the problem.
Pero tenemos que llegar a la raíz del
and
problema.
The root of the problem.
Y el problema, la raíz,
is spiritual.
Es espiritual.
The highest pathology that we deal with,
la patología más alta que batallamos,
is emotional and spiritual.
Son emocionales y espirituales.
And that's why they call human emotions,
y por eso llaman emociones humanas,
the last frontier,
la última frontera.
That's why people are busy in this generation.
Por eso están ocupados en esta generación.
Brother Michael, what is that statistic you were telling me?
Hermano Michael, ¿qué estadística?
About the video game that everybody's playing. Ten million years.
El tiempo que
over a seven-year period of time. Am I correct? 7 years. 400 million players, and 10.4 million years on Fortnite.
Un videojuego Fortnite. 10.4 mil años que han perdido en tiempo que juntaron.
That's not the next games in the list.
Eso no son las últimas cosas en la lista.
You tell me.
Dime.
Are young people praying as much as they should be?
¿Están los jóvenes orando como deben?
Are you manifesting the emotions of God?
¿Estarás manifestando las emociones de Dios?
Are you manifesting your corrupt and carnal emotions?
¿O estás manifestando tus emociones corruptas?
When you encounter your world,
cuando encuentras a tu mundo,
what are they feeling when they come in contact with you?
¿Qué están sintiendo cuando conectan contigo?
I'm just telling you, you're feeding all of that.
Te digo, estás dando el alimento a eso.
But the essence of the issue,
pero la esencia del problema,
is emotional and spiritual.
Son emocionales y espirituales.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
There's all kind of stuff living on the inside.
Hay muchas cosas viviendo adentro.
And I'll tell you, in the classroom, it's difficult to keep people's attention.
Y te digo, en la clase es difícil agarrar la atención.
People don't want to be in a quiet room alone.
No quiere estar en un cuarto callado.
Because you get in a quiet room alone.
Porque entras en un cuarto callado.
And you start asking yourself hard questions.
Solo y empiezas a hacer preguntas.
And your mind starts to talk.
Y tu mente empieza a platicar.
And your emotions start to talk.
Y tus emociones empiezan a hablar.
And we don't like to be in a room all by ourselves.
Y no nos gusta estar solo en el cuarto.
So we fill the space with noise.
So llenamos el cuarto con sonido.
We fill it with other things.
Los llenamos con otras cosas.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
God's calling us.
Dios nos está llamando.
To be better than those statistics.
Para ser mejor que esas
now,
estadísticas.
Now a lot of that's the world.
Mucho es el mundo.
And we have a great group of young people.
Y tenemos un gran grupo de
and
jóvenes.
I thank God for their testimony and their worship.
Y gracias a Dios por su testimonio.
Praise God. But I'm here to tell you,
pero te vengo a decir,
that in the absence of the presence of God,
que en la ausencia de la presencia de Dios,
God has called us to presence God.
Dios nos ha llamado para hacerlo presente.
So that when people come into our life,
para que cuando vengan a nuestras vidas,
It's not just that they know our doctrine.
Las personas conozcan no solo la doctrina.
It's that they know our love one for another.
Pero sepan el amor uno por el otro.
They can feel the way that we interact with
pueden
each
sentir
other.
La manera que interactamos.
And they know.
Y ellos saben.
These are the people of God.
Esto es el pueblo de Dios.
Because nobody else acts like that.
Porque nadie más actúa así.
I had an event that happened probably a year and a half ago.
Tuvo un evento que sucedió un año y medio atrás.
I was in traffic on Highway 78 in Irondale.
Estaba en el tráfico en el Highway 78.
And I was in the turn lane going to that Home Depot. How many of you know the Home Depot there in Irondale?
Y estaba volteando ahí para ir a Juan Depot.
All right. It's taking that left.
A la izquierda.
And there was a man who was in the other turn lane.
Y había un hombre que estaba en la otra línea.
And I didn't know he was in that turn lane trying to get over.
Sabía que él estaba ahí cuando yo me iba a cambiar.
And so I kept driving and pulled into the contractor's parking at Home Depot.
So yo seguí manejando y llegué al parqueadero, al estacionamiento.
That man followed me to the parking lot.
Ese hombre me siguió.
He got out of his vehicle.
Él se salió de su vehículo.
He started walking toward my vehicle.
Él empezó a caminar a mi vehículo.
I rolled down the window.
Yo bajé mi ventana.
And he said, "Get out of the truck."
Y él dijo, "Salte de la camioneta."
"We're about to fight."
Vamos a pelear.
I said, "No, we're not."
Yo le dije, "No."
I have nothing to prove.
Yo no tengo nada que ganar.
There's not a single good thing.
No hay ni una cosa buena.
That's going to come out of me getting out of my truck.
Que va a salir de yo saliéndome de mi camioneta.
And fighting a perfect stranger.
Y peleando un extraño.
Not one thing.
Ni una cosa.
I said, "I'm not fighting you."
Dice, "No voy a pelear
he
contigo."
Said, "You cut me off."
Le dije, "Tú me cortaste."
I said, "I did."
Yo dije, "Yo sí."
I had no idea.
No tuve, no tenía
I'm
idea.
Sorry.
Me discúlpame.
He said, "Well, I was trying to get over."
Dice, "Yo quería voltearme."
And you wouldn't let me over.
Y tú no me dejaste cambiar camino.
Ah!
Ah!
I'm sorry.
Discúlpame.
I didn't know you were trying to get over.
No sabía que querías cambiar.
He said, "Well, we're going to fight."
Dice, "Vamos a pelear."
I said, "No, we're not."
Dice, "No."
I said, "I don't know how old you are, sir."
Le dije, "Yo no sé cuántos años
you
tienes."
You look like you're in your 50s, late 50s, early 60s.
Te miras como que tienes 50, 60 años.
You probably have kids.
Tal vez tienes hijos.
You probably have grandkids.
Tal vez tienes y nietos.
I have kids.
Yo tengo hijos.
I have a wife.
Tengo una esposa.
I have a life.
Tengo una vida.
And I have a pistol in my door.
Y tengo una pistola en mi puerta.
Nothing good is going to come out of this.
Nada
today.
Bueno va a salir de esto este día.
He said, "Well, when you get out of your truck, we're going to fight."
Él dijo, "Cuando te salgas de la camioneta, vamos a pelear."
And I said, "I'm not getting out of my truck."
Y le dije, "No me voy a salir de la camioneta."
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Doesn't have anything.
No tiene nada.
That I need that badly.
Que yo necesita tan importante.
I don't need anything in that store that bad.
No necesito nada tan importante.
And so I rolled up my window.
So yo subí mi ventana.
And I waved.
Y lo saludé.
And I got back on the highway.
Y me fui.
We are living in a day
estamos viviendo en un día
where there are broken people,
donde hay personas quebradas,
body, soul, and spirit.
Cuerpo, alma y espíritu.
They are hurting.
Están lastimados.
They are messed up.
Están arruinados.
They are broken on the inside.
Están quebrantados adentro.
The last thing they need
lo último que necesitan
is an angry church.
Es una iglesia enojada.
God is looking for some people.
Dios está buscando un pueblo.
Who say I don't have a dog in the fight?
Que dice yo no voy a pelear.
I want to see you say.
Yo quiero verte salvado.
I don't have anything to win.
Yo no tengo nada que ganar.
By engaging with you on that level.
Si peleo contigo.
Jesus said, "If my kingdom was of this world,
Jesús dijo, si mi reino es de este mundo,
my servants would fight.
Mis siervos pelearían.
I'm not mad at anybody tonight.
Yo no estoy enojado con nadie.
But the devil.
Pero el diablo.
Praise God.
Alabado sea Dios.
There are a bunch of ignorant people out there that don't know how to do it right.
Hay muchos ignorantes que no saben hacerlo bien.
But I want to save every one of them.
Pero yo quiero salvar a todos.
I want to pray every one of them through
quiero
the Holy Ghost.
Quiero orar por todos por el Espíritu Santo.
My Bible says it's not His will that any would perish.
Mi Biblia dice que no es la voluntad que nadie perezca.
But come to repentance.
Pero que todos vengan al arrepentimiento.
We've got to start seeing our city that way.
Tenemos que ver la ciudad así.
I'm not in competition with them.
No estoy en competencia con ellos.
I want to see get the Holy Ghost.
Yo quiero verlos recibir el Espíritu.
Praise God. Praise God. But we have to get clean.
Pero tenemos que ser limpios.
To begin to operate this way.
Para empezar a operar así.
We have to be very serious and very intentional.
Tenemos que ser bien serios y tener intención.
Because we are presencing God's glory in the earth.
Porque somos el ejemplo de la presencia de Dios.
And they're not going to find him any other way.
Y no lo van a encontrar de otra manera.
Praise God, we are his members.
Somos sus miembros.
The members of his body.
Los miembros de su cuerpo.
There's no place for manipulation.
No hay lugar para manipulación.
There's no place for envy.
No hay lugar para la envidia.
There's no place for coercion.
No hay lugar para los fuerzas.
Taking advantage of people.
De tomar ventaja de las personas.
Young people, you know fornication is.
Joven, ¿sabes lo que es la fornicación?
It's thievery.
Es robar.
It's taking from someone.
Es quitar de alguien.
What does not belong to you.
Lo que no te pertenece a ti.
Fornication begins in the heart.
La fornicación empieza en el corazón.
It begins in emotion.
Empieza en la emoción.
Paul said, "Don't let it once be named among you."
Dice que no sea una vez mencionada.
And if we're going to be a true church,
y si vamos a ser iglesia real,
we have to believe what that Bible says about it.
Tenemos que creer lo que dice la Biblia.
We have to take it very seriously.
Tenemos que tomarlo seriamente.
And we have to say, "I know there are some things in me that are not right."
Yo sé que hay cosas en mí que no están bien.
But God, I want to be right.
Pero Dios, yo quiero ser bien.
I'm telling you, it's the will of God.
Yo te digo, es la voluntad de Dios.
If we're going to have revival in
si
this
vamos a tener avivamiento.
That we say, God, we're serious.
Que digamos, Dios, estamos serios.
About getting what is unclean out of the youth crew.
De sacar lo que no está limpio.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you that there is a dimension of rest.
Yo te digo, hay una dimensión de reposo.
That it's not just tied up in you getting the Holy Ghost and getting baptized in Jesus' name.
Que no solo está atado en el Espíritu Santo y en el bautismo del Espíritu.
But it's about cultivating a heart.
Pero es de cultivar un corazón.
Cultivating appetites.
Cultivar el apetito.
Cleaning out through intercessory prayer.
Limpiando por la oración intercesión.
The inside of the cup.
Adentro del vaso.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. I'm not going to get finished with this tonight.
No voy a terminar esta noche.
I never do. I spend half the time in review.
Nunca termino.
Praise God. Praise God. God is desiring.
Dios desea.
That each and every one of our lives
que cada nuestra vida individual
be an epicenter of revival
sea un centro de avivamiento
in 2024.
En el 2024.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. And there's something about his presence
y hay algo de su presencia
that will draw people to us
que atrae a las personas.
It's more than personality.
Es más que la personalidad.
It's more than your way of communicating.
Es más de tu forma de comunicar.
You can tell when somebody has been with Jesus.
Puedes darte cuenta cuando alguien ha estado con Jesús.
You can begin to play, Brother Sam. He's trying to figure out what to play. It's okay. We'll get there. Praise God. We got the news yesterday.
Recibimos las noticias anoche.
That brother Richie,
que el hermano Richie,
passed away.
Falleció.
He was shot.
Él fue disparado.
How many of you read the article about the pizza shop downtown?
¿Cuántos leyeron el artículo?
Young man eating at the restaurant.
Un joven comiendo en el restaurante.
And as the story goes, there aren't many details.
Y cuando la historia no tiene muchos detalles.
But this young man was in rehab.
Pero este joven estaba en rehab.
He had come to this church and been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Vino a esta iglesia, fue bautizado y recibió el Espíritu Santo.
And we were working with him.
Y estábamos trabajando con él.
God was working on him.
Dios estaba obrando en él.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And he walked into a sandwich shop.
Y él caminó en un restaurante de sándwiches.
And was sitting there eating.
Y estaba ahí comiendo.
And obviously the food was bad.
Y obviamente la comida era mala.
Or something.
O algo.
And there was an altercation.
Y empezaron a pelear.
15 minutes away from this church.
15 minutos de esta iglesia.
And that young man.
Y ese joven.
And that shop owner.
Y ese dueño del restaurante.
Got into a fight.
Se pelearon.
Over food.
Por la comida.
And a gun was pulled.
Y una pistola fue sacada.
And somebody pulled the trigger.
Y alguien le jaló el gatillo.
Sister Melody.
La hermana Melody.
Walked into Walmart.
Entró a la Walmart.
Right here.
Aquí.
What was it, a week ago?
Hace una semana.
She was walking in.
Estaba entrando.
And two hot-headed men were walking out.
Y dos hombres corajudos salieron.
Fighting, arguing.
Peleando.
And one of them, a wife or girlfriend, was following behind.
Y uno, el novio o alguien la estaba siguiendo.
Crying, saying, "Where are you going? What are you doing?"
Llorando, diciendo, ¿a dónde vas? ¿Qué estás haciendo?
And they walk out of Walmart.
Y luego se van de la Walmart.
And all of a sudden, she hears a gunshot.
Y de repente escucha un balazo.
And somebody's crawling back in the store, bleeding.
Y alguien está sangrando en la tienda.
That's the world that we are living in.
Ese es el mundo en el cual vivimos.
Praise God. Brother Warren.
Hermano Warren.
I couldn't help but think throughout the night last night and this morning.
Yo no podía más que pensar anoche.
About Ricardo.
De Ricardo.
That friend of this church.
Ese amigo de esta iglesia.
That contractor that was outside of our bedroom.
Ese contratista que estaba fuera de nuestra recámara.
Working, and I walked around the corner.
Trabajando, y yo pasé en la esquina.
And he was hunched over and he was crying.
Y él estaba llorando.
And he said, "Pastor."
Y dijo, "Pastor."
While you were praying, I could hear you praying.
Cuando estabas orando, te escuché.
And he said, "I felt the love of God."
Y dijo, "Sentí el amor de Dios."
His family came to church.
Dijo, su familia vino a la iglesia.
His son came to church.
Su hijo vino a la iglesia.
Our paths have crossed.
Nuestros caminos han se encontrado.
This is not to glorify the man or the flesh or anything like that.
Y esto es no para glorificar la carne o algo.
But so many times.
Pero muchas veces.
We just have a window.
Apenas tenemos una ventana.
We just have a window.
Solo tenemos una ventana.
And in that window.
Y en ese poco tiempo.
We have an opportunity.
Tenemos una oportunidad.
To allow somebody to feel the love of God.
Permitir que alguien sienta el amor de Dios.
In our services.
En nuestros servicios.
We have an opportunity.
Tenemos una oportunidad.
To invite our guests into the house of God.
Para invitar a la casa de Dios.
Say, "Come on in."
Y decirles, "Ven."
Make yourself at home.
Siéntase en casa.
We're going to worship God together.
Vamos a adorar a Dios juntos.
We're going to love each other.
Vamos a amarnos.
We're going to pray for each other.
Vamos a orar el uno por otro.
We're going to do the work of ministry.
Vamos a hacer la obra de ministerio.
And you don't know how many times.
Y no sabes las veces.
They walk out the door.
Que se van de la puerta.
And maybe that was the only encounter they were ever going to have.
Y tal vez era la única oportunidad
que tenían. With somebody who was presencing God for them.
Con alguien que estaba invitando la presencia de Dios.
With somebody who was creating an atmosphere.
Con alguien que estaba creando una atmósfera.
Where their life could be changed.
Donde su vida puede ser cambiada.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm just telling you what I feel.
Yo te digo lo que siento esta noche.
I feel.
Yo siento.
For myself, my own walk with God.
Por mí, por mi caminar con Dios.
I want to move into the next year of my life.
Yo quiero entrar el otro año de mi vida.
And I just want to have an attitude.
Y quiero tener una actitud.
That says God.
Que dice Dios.
I will not do anything.
Yo no voy a hacer nada.
To hurt your body.
Para lastimar a tu cuerpo.
I won't be a stumbling block to somebody else.
Yo no voy a ser una piedra de tropiezo.
I won't be a hindrance to somebody else.
No voy a ser tropiezo a nadie más.
God, if I offend somebody.
Dios, si yo ofendo a alguien.
I'm going to say I'm sorry.
Les voy a decir discúlpame.
And I'm going to do it quickly.
Y lo voy a hacer rápidamente.
God, I want to go out into my world.
Dios, yo quiero salir a mi mundo.
When I go out, I don't want to be distracted.
Cuando salgo no quiero estar distraído.
God, the people are hungry, they're hurting, they're looking for you.
El pueblo tiene hambre, te están buscando.
But when I walk out into my world,
pero cuando salgo a mi mundo,
I want them to feel the presence of God.
Quiero que sientan la presencia de
Dios. I want them to be walking down the sidewalk in the city of Birmingham.
Quiero que estén caminando a un lado de la
and
ciudad.
I want them to feel the Holy Ghost compelling them.
Y quiero que sientan el llamado de Dios.
We had a lady put on a guest card the other day.
Una señora vino y con la carta.
She said, "We said, do you want a Bible study?" She said, "Yes."
Y dijo, le invitamos al estudio y dijo, sí.
"How did you hear about us?"
Y le preguntamos, ¿cómo escuchó?
She said, "I felt the Holy Ghost."
Y dijo, yo sentí el Espíritu Santo.
"Lead me to your website."
Que me guió a tu página de internet.
And she said, "I felt the Holy Ghost."
Y dijo, yo sentí que Dios.
"Lead me to your church."
Me guió a esta iglesia.
Praise God, that is the will of God.
Eso es la voluntad de Dios.
It's the will of God that there is love flowing through this house.
Es la voluntad de Dios que el amor fluya.
In a way that begins to draw people.
De una forma que empieza a llamar.
I know there's a lot of foolishness happening around the city.
Yo sé que hay muchas cosas sucediendo en la ciudad.
But God is calling us to be conduit.
Pero Dios nos está llamando para ser
for the love of God.
Para compartir el amor
and
de
the
Dios.
Love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. hearts.
Y el amor de Dios está en nuestros corazones.
By the Holy Ghost.
Por el Espíritu Santo.
Let's all stand tonight.
Pónganse de pie esta noche.
Let's lift our hands to heaven.
Levanten sus manos al cielo.
Let's open up our spirits to God as
abran
the praise singers begin to come. Let's open up our hearts to Him right now.
Vamos a abrir nuestros corazones a Él.
You may be standing with your family tonight.
Tal vez estén parados con su familia.
With your children.
Con sus hijos.
Why don't you go ahead and make your way down to the front tonight?
Porque no vienen acá al frente.
The Holy Ghost is calling us to do business with
El Espíritu
Him.
Está llamándonos.
The Holy Ghost is calling us.
El Espíritu nos está llamando.
To a level of intimacy and fellowship with Him.
A un nivel de intimidad.
That gives us a dimension of flow.
Que nos da una dimensión de fluir.
Of the love of God.
Del amor de Dios.
Of grace and
de gracia
mercy.
Y misericordia.
Of truth and forgiveness.
De verdad y perdón.
Of reconciliation between God and man.
De reconciliación con el hombre y el Dios.
Come on, let's pray today.
Vamos a orar ahorita.
Let's pray that our families.
Vamos a orar que la familia.
That our homes and lives.
Que las vidas y los hogares.
Would be conduit for the presence of God.
Se mueva la presencia de Dios.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
God, we desire you tonight,
Dios,
oh Lord.
Te deseamos.
We hunger for you tonight.
Dios, tenemos hambre de ti.
God, we want your spirit flowing.
Dios, queremos tu Espíritu Santo.
In a new level, Lord.
A un nuevo nivel.
In another dimension, oh God.
Pour out our praises,
your
name.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Pour out our praises, your name.
Hallelujah. Paul said, labor that you might enter into that rest.
So we pour out
there is a labor in prayer. There is laboring in prayer that takes us into a dimension of rest. Somebody move into labor right now.
So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise.
They had the covenant.
Ellos tenían el pacto.
They had the provision.
Tenían la provisión.
But they never entered into their rest.
Pero nunca entraron en su reposo.
They had everything that they needed.
Tenían todo lo que necesitaban.
They had relationship with God.
Tenían relación con Dios.
They had the tabernacle.
Tenían el tabernáculo.
They had the canon of scripture.
Tenían toda la escritura.
They had the tables of stone.
Tenían las tablas de piedra.
But they never entered into rest.
Pero nunca entraron en reposo.
Pour out our praise.